the war, for now, just of words, continues over Iran. Today, President Trump tweeted he's asked the Treasury to increase sanctions against the country. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo landed in Saudi Arabia. And Pentagon officials said U.S. satellite images showed activity at a launch site in Iran before last week's strike against oil fields in Saudi Arabia. Iran is denying any involvement. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels said they did it. But even if there is proof Iran did, what should happen next? Our next guest says, not the mistake of 1987. Andrew Bacevich is a retired Army colonel, a military analyst, now president of the new Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's on Skype. And Andrew, take us back to 1987, Iraq and Iran, entangled in a terrible, bloody war. The U.S., no friend of Iran after the revolution that overthrew a monarch. The U.S. thinking was, as you write in your op-ed in the New York Times, the enemy of our enemy, Iran, is our friend. Take us through what happened next because of that thinking.
Well, this is one of the many forgotten military episodes that we've been involved in recent times. I doubt if there's more than one out of 50 Americans even know that we were involved in the Iran-Iraq War of 1980 to 1988, but we were. On the side of Saddam Hussein, that war had begun when Iraq invaded Iran. Things were not going well for Iraq. Then, as today, the U.S. government perceived Iran to be a dangerous foe, and therefore the Reagan administration decided it needed to involve itself directly in that more or less stalemated war. And we did by finding an excuse to instigate a small maritime war in which we all but destroyed the Iranian Navy. So this was a victory. The consequences of that victory were that when the Iran-Iraq War ended in 1988, within like 18 months, our friend Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. He now became our enemy. I think that that episode deserves reflection today. Because when we think about that episode, we can realize that back then we had no friends in the Iran-Iraq War. I believe we have no friends in the dispute between Saudi Arabia and Iran today.
Of course, the U.S. embraces Saudi Arabia as its biggest friend in the region. Explain why you don't think Saudi Arabia is.
Well, I think as a statement of fact, you are correct, but it's a fact that really deserves reexamination. That is to say, why is Saudi Arabia our friend? They share absolutely none of the values that we profess. There is an abundance of evidence that over the past 25 or 30 years, Saudis, not necessarily the government, but certainly well-to-do Saudis, have been the biggest promoter of radical Islamism around the world. And the current dispute between Iran and Saudi Arabia centers on this civil war in Yemen, in which the Saudi government, I'm sorry to say, supported by the United States, decided that it needed to intervene in Yemen. It has done so recklessly and absolutely ineffectively. That is to say, they're not making any real contribution to settling the Yemen civil war. So sort of my question is, at this point, why is it that we feel that Saudi Arabia qualifies as an ally? Why has the United States felt obliged to provide intelligence, targeting information to the Saudi Air Force? Why are they using our weapons, killing large numbers of civilians? So it may well be the case that Saudi Arabia can determine that it has interests at stake in the Yemen civil war. So let them deal with those interests. The issue here, I think, the more immediate issue is we don't.
But just devil's advocate, we have interest in Saudi Arabia, which that's oil. And so don't we have interest in Saudi Arabia being safe? Again, devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, that is the traditional argument. It's a traditional argument that had real salience, I think, back, let's say, in the 1970s. At that time, the United States was dependent upon foreign oil. Our prosperity was directly related to our capacity to tap into oil from the Persian Gulf. That's no longer the case today. And that is one of the many reasons, it seems to me, that it's time for us to reevaluate this U.S.-Saudi relationship. What is our interest in the region? Our interest is stability, bringing an end to war. And we have been engaged in any number of wars going back to the 1980s, almost all of which were initiated, somehow informed by the argument that the use of U.S. military force can bring stability to the Persian Gulf. And of course, what has occurred is just the opposite of that. So my view is simply that, you know, it's time for us to stop, take stock, consider whether or not continuing to pour fuel on the fire is actually going to produce any different results than we've gotten over the past couple of decades. And quite frankly, at some point, we're going to have to rethink our assumption that Iran is the demon in this story.
Well, this comes at a time when you have the Trump administration, very close ties to Mohammed bin Salman, the leader of the country, who is generally thought to have been behind the murder of a Washington Post reporter, Khashoggi. You know, there was a nuclear deal that most analysts said Iran was abiding by. Now some are saying that this recent strike in Saudi Arabia may be a kind of, you know, we are suffering from these sanctions. The economy is crippled. You are going to suffer too, a demonstration of that. Can diplomacy really save this?
It's hard to say. What we can say, I think, is that war is not the answer. That's a cliche. But we've given war a pretty good workout over the past 20 years or so. And we have never, I think, whether we're talking about Iraq, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, whether we're talking about Libya, whether we're talking about Somalia, we have not succeeded in achieving our political objectives in any meaningful sense. So perhaps it is time to give diplomacy a chance. And I don't say that because I think that if we just sent some envoy to Tehran, that the Iranian officials would say, oh, good, we can settle our differences, this afternoon. I think that there is a need for a sustained, creative, imaginative effort. It ought to be done multilaterally. The people who are our allies in Europe wish to diffuse this situation, would like to see us get back to the something akin to the nuclear agreement, which was preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. It didn't solve every other problem with regard to Iranian conduct, but it was solving the core problem of whether or not they would acquire nuclear weapons. So we need to walk this back somehow. That's not going to happen as long as Mr. Trump is president, and it will only happen with great difficulty if Trump is replaced. But it seems to me the course of diplomacy, negotiation, is the path that we ought to take.
So take your thinking further. How would the U.S. not being, quote, friends with Saudi Arabia look? Would it just be not backing them in Yemen? They also buy tons of military equipment from the U.S. How would that look to you?
To my mind, the United States should take a balanced position. Yes, we should be engaged in the Persian Gulf, but we should be engaged diplomatically in an effort to persuade Saudi Arabia and Iran that their interests are better served by settling their differences peacefully than by pursuing this rivalry between the two by military means. Not for a second am I suggesting that that would somehow be easily accomplished, but I think there's a greater likelihood of success by using diplomacy than there is by continuing to go down the military path.
So not just not backing Saudi Arabia in its fight in Yemen, telling both sides to cool it.
Yes, yeah. Through sustained, serious diplomatic engagement, which of course means we have to talk to the Iranians too.
Andrew Bacevich, you know him as the retired Army colonel and military analyst, now president of the new Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, which is going to be starting up in November. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And a reminder, longtime analyst Andrew Bacevich served in the Vietnam War, spoke out against the war in Iraq long before his own son died in that war in 2007.